Just recently on Joe Rogan, Jacob Dylan talked about the music business, contracts, the process of recording, and even a lot about Spotify and how the record business has shifted its importance in streaming. All this and so much more on The Daily Jacks with Jacqueline Jacks on AVA Live Radio. So I was listening to the Joe Rogan Experience, and Dylan spoke about his relationship with the music business at great length. I mean, during this appearance on this really popular show, if you haven't heard it, it's over on Spotify. He talked about contract roles, the nature of working in the industry, and more important, streaming and how that sits with artists today. As a lifelong musician and the son of the well-known Dylan, he seemed to live life with the belief that people are always looking for ways to make money, and especially in the talent business. And of course, I mean, you've got the talent and then you have the people who push the talent and make money. But like anything else, I mean, let's not get aside from what's really important here. The talent is a business, right? And they're selling music. So just like any business, you're going to have to hire people to help you because you can't do everything yourself. And if you try to do everything yourself, ultimately the business stays small. So in the music industry, it's much like that. The only thing is that there's a lot of sharks and a lot of new people get taken advantage of. So you have to think in terms of, who do I need to hire to do things I can't do? Like, can you run your own social media pages? If not, find somebody and hire them. If you can't do your own marketing, you don't have time to pitch indie music stations and Spotify playlists and seek out the best people for you, then go to AVA Live Radio and hire our music publishing team. There's so many options, but at the end of the day, you really have to research because there are a lot of sharks in the business and new people getting into the business, and even weathered professionals get taken down by hiring the wrong people. But if you think about it, in every industry, as you hire, you really have to do your due diligence before you hire a company to market your business, right? Same thing with the music industry. It's just that, you know, there's so many people that think that every single person they hire is going to get them from point A to point B, not realizing that just because they say they're in the music industry, it doesn't make them able to perform well. You have to look at their track record. But, you know, as a business owner, I always look at the track record anyway. So let's get back to some of the highlights from the takeaways of this great interview. Some of the best takeaways from this interview were things that seem really obvious, but to a lot of musicians, probably not. I mean, he mentioned read every contract. Now, you would think that every musician would read every contract, and you would think that you would use common sense when somebody comes to you on the internet, you don't even know them, they don't know you, and they say, hey, we really like your music, we want to sign you. You know that that's fraud, right? Because there's no way, if they haven't extensively taken a dive into your background and met you in person and really got on board with what you stand for, they're not just randomly going to reach out and offer you a contract. So even if you hire someone to read your contracts for you, make sure that you read them very, very well. And just know that if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Learn the language of the business and ensure that you don't get into these things where you're paying someone to take you on a label just so that you can feel gratified or feel like you have been validated. That is not necessary, especially in the music industry today. That's just not how it works. Another good one was everyone gets offered bad deals. They do. I mean, for today, there's 80,000 singles being launched every single day on Spotify. That's daily. It's a crazy amount. People launch music like a blog post. So with that amount of inventory, there's like the good people, there's the bad people, there's the people in the middle just getting started that nobody knows about yet. So with those three options, so much music is available and lots of deals can be given. But the thing is that real good deals usually want to capitalize on something that you can't do yourself, but you're ready for the next step. So if you are thinking about getting a deal, you have to think about the purpose behind getting a deal. Like, will the label push you further than you can push yourself? Do they have relationships in place that you will be paying top dollar for, by the way, and not getting at a discounted rate if you did it yourself or found those people and hired them yourself? You're going to go through the labels. So they're going to handle it for you kind of like a social secretary. They're going to take their cut plus high value on everybody that they hire because they get a percentage. And they're going to hopefully deliver it in a certain amount of time. Will that guarantee your success? Absolutely not. Because again, it all starts back with the music. That's why I always say, prove the concept first before you get anybody else on board and make sure that you already have a standing fan base based on your music. So the best way to get started is not really sign with a label, but in my opinion, the best way is to start developing your proof of concept first, put it all together, do the due diligence, hire, you know, per single so that you can PR it like we do at AVA Live Radio. We get music reviews in, we see how the single's placing with people, we're seeing how it lines up against trends, we're seeing how people like you as a person and as a musician. Are you talented? Do they want to see more? Do they want to keep in track with you? Do they want to follow you on Spotify? You know, all those things really matter because they're building blocks to your future. It's not like you're just going to release one song and everything is going to open up. It doesn't work that way. I mean, the average person, even Billie Eilish, was at this for 7 to 12 years before she even had a hit song on a song that was released a long time ago. So if you think of the track record of your favorite artist, nothing ever happens overnight. There's always this amount of time and paid dues that goes into every single thing that they do before it hits and before they're ready to take that next step. I've always looked at progress in a way that I'll be ready when the progress happens, because it takes so long and so much dedicated time to figure it all out and also put in that time and energy so you educate yourself so that when you do take that next step, you're completely ready. You also want to surround yourself with people who understand things you don't and learn from them. And that's the benefit of hiring somebody. But that's not the benefit of necessarily signing a bad deal with a record label. Because remember, the record label needs to turn over a profit as quickly as possible. They're not your friend and they're not really there to educate you. They're there to make money. So don't look at them like the enemy, but look at them as a means to an end when you're ready for that step. And some people never get ready. I have known so many artists that have literally built their own fan bases. They have their own studios. They've invested the time, the money, the energy in themselves. They've built the brand. And then when the labels came around, the labels simply couldn't perform as quickly as they could perform themselves. That is a common thing that goes on today in the music business. And something you should really keep in mind when you're spending all your time searching for someone else to do things for you. Try and break down your team, figure out what you need and what's going to make the difference in your brand building and getting your music out there, and hire for that instead of spending a lot of time asking people to do it for you.
That's not a mystery, especially if you're coming up the times when I came up, like we already knew all that. If you got locked into a bad record contract where somebody screwed you over, like it's kind of on you a little bit. It wasn't like, it's not the 50s or the 60s where like we stepped into things and didn't know. And it has nothing to do with my background. I never got screwed over, though. The worst people I've ever met in this business were in the bands. They were not the labels. Because
another really good takeaway from this interview was there's no clear path to discovery and success. And as I mentioned before, there really isn't. It's going to be different for everyone because everyone makes different music. You have to find your audience. They have to find you. They have to trust you, just like any business. It's a product, and they have to know that you're in it for good. They like you as a person. They get to know you as a individual and also a brand entity, right? Like your band name is you. That's the music. It's always going to be this level, this quality, this kind of message, and you have something really interesting to say. And they want to hear it from you. They want to support you. You've got a lot of good energy. You've got the kind of vibe that they want to connect with. That's how you build super fans. But there's no clear path for that because there is a formula to doing it, but at the same time, it shifts depending on what it is that you're selling. So you have to keep that in mind. CDs are increasingly irrelevant, and that is so, so true. I mean, I don't even have a really good CD player in my computer anymore. Literally, I have to plug in an external drive to download a CD to my computer. So it's really tough. It's made it hard. I do have a CD player still in my car, but man, I totally don't use it. CDs are so out, and unfortunately, that's hard for the artist because that's physical and something they wanted to sell. So artists should really shift to what they're trying to sell and how they're trying to make money. I mean, maybe at a gig, you might be able to sell CDs, especially if you have an older audience, maybe more classic audience. But these days, why don't you sell really cool necklaces with your hard drives on it, you know, or something like a baseball cap with the hard drive inserted, something really neat that has the music in it in a new and trendy way, but that also is very physical. And that is more about the shift in sales. Labels have a purpose. That's another good takeaway, but labels know the people that you don't know, and that would be the benefit to you. But again, you're paying high dollar for that. So sometimes at the lower levels, as you're just getting started, it's way better to seek and discover. Remember, as you get busier, that's when you really need to take on more responsibility financially. So, and it's not always great. If you can build your team from the start, you might not need to give away the lion's share of the money in order to keep going. A lot of people sign with labels because they simply can't keep it up. They can't keep writing, touring, have a personal life, and everything else in between unless they sign with a team that's going to take over everything. But be careful, because once you give all of that away, you're not only paying for it with your royalties and the money that you should be earning yourself, but you're also losing an amount of control over it. And it's really, really difficult to keep that control when it's a record label that's doing it. At the same time, there's a lot of really good companies out there and a lot of good labels, a lot of people who really do care. But again, if they're going to put their money into you, they're going to have an opinion, and you're going to have to trust that opinion, and you're going to have to kind of work somewhere in between. It's not always going to be that the shots are called by you when you're using somebody else's money and asking someone else to do things for you. Keep that in mind when you are thinking about a record label. All really good information. And I think that, you know, you can learn so much from people who have walked this journey for so many years. You know, the bad news today is that everybody can make music, but the good news is that everybody can make music, and not all music is good. So those 80,000 tracks a day that are launching, remember, there's only a handful of really great stuff, especially per genre. So that 80,000 track launch is really just a lot of everything. People that are good, people that are bad, and people that are just getting started. This is Jacqueline Jacks for the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio. You want to listen to more or find the Joe Rogan Experience that I listen to? I linked it up on the website at AVA Live Radio for you under the Daily Jacks newsletter. There's also new music out being shared by some of our artists that we have just recently discovered, such as Greg Hoy and his brand new single. We've also got The Fool's Agenda with their blues groove, Moonbeam, which I really, really love. Nordland has his single out that has been so, so magnificent and gotten great reviews. He's also just released a new single that just came out, an instrumental that is so amazing to meditate to. Can I just say, it is one of my favorite meditations right now, and I literally enjoy it every day. It's called Subconsciously, and it's so powerful. I think you guys will adore it. That is going to be on the show coming up if you listen to the Release Radar. Don't forget to get that on Spotify. Have a great day, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.